This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this, like the guy says, it's Lock and Load. It is on the rare occasion that the coastal elite media legacy fake stream complex notices individuals or individual companies within the gun world. When they do, it is without fail, every time it is hilarious. Recently, Spike Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union, Spike Tactical is a AR-15 parts company, Pipe Hitters, they make some really great t-shirts, hats, and everything. The kind of stuff that I would wear, plus they make it in a size I can wear because I'm an old veteran, where I used to be broad. I'm still broad, it's just a little lower down below the chest. They have a ad coming out. It's going to come out on Recoil Magazine. It's coming out, I think, in time. And I have a press release I'll read to you later on from them. But they have an ad coming out in Recoil, and it's going to be coming out in time for SHOT Show, I hope. That, quite honestly, if I could find the guy who drew the picture, I would find out how much it would cost me to be able to have permission to tattoo that on some part of my body, because the picture is great. Because how many times have I told you that one day Antifa, with their ninja face, you know, Antifa, you know, actually I'm doing, I shouldn't call them ninjas, because you guys are the ninjas. They are ISIS U.S., or they're trying to be ISIS U.S., not quite as brave. Their typical tactic is to roll up on some kid or some middle-aged man, and, you know, five or six of them take him on. You guys are so macho. I have said one day, after they've been given room to destroy, that they're going to be marching down, Molotov cocktails, faces covered, clubs, you know, bike locks, whatever they can put their hands on, coming down the street, and they're going to turn the corner, and there's going to be a group of people there. And I've referred to them as pipe hitters, because I love the phrase. And those pipe hitters, there's going to be 6 or 12 or whatever it is. And these will all be military veterans. All these guys will all be kitted up and ready to go. These will all be people that don't care what they're about to do and don't care what happened to them. And you are now facing an existential threat. Oh, Antifa. They're going to be the exact opposite of Antifa, as a matter of fact. Where Antifa needs 5, 6, 10 people per guy, they're going to have one guy per 20. And they're going to win. And it's going to be bloody. And, oh my gosh, won't that be fun? This ad, though, which depicts exactly what I'm talking about, with 4 guys. And they're wearing Pipe Hitters Union t-shirts, and they've got the weapons, covered up in Spike's tactical parts. The featured text says, "Not today, Antifa." And I tried to wonder what would be the tone of voice you'd be using that for that. "Not today, Antifa. Not today, Antifa." Whatever it is, I would love to be the one saying it. And Antifa will sit there for a minute and snarl and talk all this nonsense about fascists and everything while they're doing this total ISIS type of a swarm on people until they get stopped. Now, you would have thought by that mere depiction and those 3 words that those 2 companies were offering a bounty on leftists or something, which, you know, based upon what they say about people like me and you, that would just basically be quid pro quo. But I digress. So now Newsweek is blasting Spike's Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union. I got a press release. I want to have them on the show tomorrow, I hope, from both places. And, you know, this is just all kinds of good for me. Let's talk about this line where the writer of Newsweek says that neither company responded for request for comment, but he did attempt to contact the companies after business hours and published his articles that evening. The guy was telling me about that. Earl was telling me about this, and I was like, he called you, you know, he was telling me, and I was about to mouth the words, he called you after hours? It's a very common tactic for the leftists because they don't want comment. They're afraid to talk to these guys. Pipe Hitters Union is a company owned, run, originating from disabled veterans. Veterans, they're two things. They're very giving. They've given their lives to the country, a part of it, all of it, whatever it is. And at the same time, they're really dangerous because, you know, when you get out there and you get to be my age, or they've got some really good-looking elderly veterans that they model their shirts. I'm sort of jealous of them. But when you get to be a certain age and you get out there and you look around the world that you tried to protect and you gave your youth to the country, and you look at the snowflakes out there bouncing around with their little ISIS things on there going, fascist, fascist, this, that, the other, you sort of sit back and you say, you know, I got to do this stuff again, don't I? Now I've got to worry about this, these enemies domestic. Now, they have been attacked by Newsweek. They've been attacked by Vice News. They actually trolled Vice News a little bit. I'll read that to you in a minute verbatim. But here's the thing. These guys, Newsweek did not know Pipe Hitters Union or Spikes Tactical existed until this ad came out. And Spikes Tactical, I don't know when they started. Pipe Hitters Union, I think they started in the 90s. Pipe Hitters started in 2004 or 5, something like that. They've been around forever. They're not new businesses. This is just like the bump stock. Bump stocks have been around for 7 years before Stephen Paddock used one. And, you know, I don't think they should be banned, but I don't want to own one. If I want a fully automatic weapon, I want another M60. That's a fully automatic weapon worth its salt. I do not want to put a bump stock on an AR and get out there and have the accelerated rate of semi-automatic fire. Thank you, no. But this is... Now, what do we see from the left all the time? What do we hear from the left all the time? The other day, we had a non-licensed, non-practicing, can't-give-out-a-prescription psychiatrist say that Donald Trump is mentally deficient and should be removed from office. So let's totally, disenfranchise an entire election because I'm making a diagnosis I'm not qualified or licensed to make. The whole psychiatry world came out against them and said, you know, psychiatry should never be used as a political weapon. What about when they get out there and they, you know, we have a shooting and they come out and say, I wish your children would be shot, NRA. Then you would see how we feel. So, you know, these guys, all they're saying is not today. There's no depiction of violence in this rendition. Just four guys standing there prepared for trouble and Antifa shows up trying to bring trouble. Now, this begs the whole question about if a tree falls in the woods, does anybody hear it? If Antifa is not there, which I know you snowflakes don't want to hear this, but it is not natural for you to be there, then there is no trouble. But sooner or later, they're going to roll in on some people that are not non-combatants. They're going to roll in on some people that are not going to just take it. And then Newsweek will have a story. And this will all be about defense because they're not going to start it. But they'll deal with it. But the picture, I love the picture. Four guys just pointing Antifa there. Antifa's got all kinds of weapons and blunt objects and all this other stuff. Except these guys brought weapons. And Newsweek claims the Antifa in the ad don't have any weapons. So, okay. Looks like a guy's got some sort of an axe handle ready to crown one of these guys. I think he would deserve a round or two. More on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking about this response to this ad, simply because it is so multi-layered, and it is whenever there's a new awareness amongst the snowflakes out there, besides it being hilarious, it is also very revealing where their mindset takes them. Now, one of the things that Newsweek is out there trying to put forth, and I think Vice as well, is that these companies support racism or Nazis or something like that, fascism, something like that. No proof, no nothing, just a picture of four guys sitting there, not guns up. Which, let me tell you something, if I was actually in that group of guys and there's as many people in the Antifa staring me down with axe handles and mag light, flashlights and everything else, I'm going to be at least low ready. But that's a very nice rendition. They don't really know what they're looking at and how peaceful that is because they're snowflakes. Nothing in the ad suggests a fondness for Nazis. Unless you actually buy into that narrative that the anti-fascists are actually against fascists, only take issue with fascists. And then, but see, you got to understand how expansive their definition of being a fascist is. If you don't agree with them, if you voted for Trump, if you don't wear one of those pink naughty pit hats whenever they tell you should, if there's so many little requirements that if you're, let's just say you're normal, if you're just normal, well, you're fascist. And then we must kill you. So anyone to the right of Mao is a fascist in their minds. And this ad speaks to the people that the Pipe Hitters Union and Spikes Tactical intend to market to. You know, Americans that would stand up to a riotous mob that was trying to tear apart a city and hurt innocent people. Or try to intimidate political opponents. If you've never heard of them, you should think about spending some money with them now. Now, on top of this, you know, it's not like we don't know what Antifa is. We watched them burn down Berkeley, right, because it's the home of free speech. And they did it because they didn't like a speaker slated to talk at the university. They rioted in downtown Washington, D.C., all because they couldn't deal with the defeat after Donald Trump was inaugurated and pantsuit was sent packing. And along the way, during that moment, they burned a limousine from an actual Muslim who actually tried just to be a capitalist in the United States. All because it was there. And they got to hit the Starbucks. I don't understand why you guys got to get hit the Starbucks. You don't understand what that's going to do to you one day. We've seen video of them hitting people with bike locks. We've seen them place M80s in glass bottles to make a makeshift hand grenade. We've seen it all. And yet Newsweek wants to pretend that that doesn't exist and that Spikes Tactical and the Pipe Hitters Union are the threatening entities. They wrote this, street level politics, more specifically on an ongoing conflict between white supremacist demonstrators and Antifa or anti-fascist counter-protesters, has become a big news story following the rise of Donald Trump. Now gun companies using anger over Antifa to sell dangerous assault rifles to only one side. You guys have never heard of the John Brown Gun Club, have you? They continue. Spikes Tactical, a gun company, previewed an ad in its Facebook page that depicts four heavily armed white men standing on the opposite side of the barrier and facing down a group of masked, unarmed Antifa protesters, which, if I'm not mistaken, they're all white men. And the ad mentions the sites of several political clashes that took place last year, including Berkeley, California, Portland, Oregon, Boston, and Charlottesville, Virginia. Charlottesville, Charlottesville was a setup. That was leftists attacking leftists so they could have their one little thing where the Antifa fought the white supremacist and won. But it was all organized by leftists. And they had guns there. They had militia there. They had guys just like these guys depicted in this, and they didn't shoot anybody. But according to, they say that Not Today Antifa is a tagline to the violence-teasing ad, and Antifa, it should be noted, is a style of protest used by leftists and not a formal organization with hierarchy. They're a mob, punk. They're a mob. Now, these political clashes involve a great deal of violence initiated by Antifa. That is not something you can overstate. There's video of people being savagely attacked all because someone in the crowd thought the person was somewhere to the right of Lenin. But it's no surprise they didn't miss a chance to bring up Charlottesville. They brought up the incident where one person was struck by a car, But I also failed to note that there's video showing that vehicle being struck moments before, which is a relevant fact, believe it or not. Being attacked might lead you to attack back. And being unarmed, as in I don't have a gun, doesn't make you not dangerous, especially if you're a mob. Antifa, they use something called black block tactics, just to set the record straight, and that tends to mask an attack. They don't take on people one-on-one. There's none of this, honorable Ip Man-type kung fu fights. This is something where they overpower any and all targets. And mobs have and will kill people. They've done it before, they'll do it again. So it would be wise to consider having sufficient firepower to deal with such threats. If a mob is 40 people, then you need an AR-15 and some magazines. That would be perfect for this kind of self-defense situation. Of course, Newsweek is not going to acknowledge that. And let's see what they put here. The ad with anti-fascist worry, which they worry is fueling a desire to kill leftists, was run in conjunction with a clothing company called Pipefitters Union, which also posted the same version of the ad on its Facebook page. Newsweek reached out to both companies for a comment about the ad, but did not immediately receive a response. Well, you gotta catch them when they're at work. You know, they work, then they go home. So-called anti-fascists who don't initiate violence against those who disagree with them won't have a thing to worry about. If they were going after the anti-fascists, you guys would be dead already. Somewhere behind Pipefitters Union and Spikes Tactical would be a veritable pile of those balaclavas that you guys wear over your face or whatever you wrap your face with. If you are in a large, angry mob and you're going down the street hurting innocent people, though, an occupational hazard is going to be being perforated. And if you run up against these cats or people like these cats, and you'd be surprised how many of them are out there, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. There haven't been any murders yet, but that's only a matter of time. That's just dumb luck. But the interesting part is how they point out a few comments against Spikes Tactical, and they fail to do so, but they don't provide any scale of the comments. Do these represent a majority opinion? Probably not, because if it was, that would be explicitly mentioned. So they cherry-picked a few negative comments and present them like that's significant. And Spikes Tactical, Pipefitters Union, they're not worried about these few voices. Those guys aren't even gun owners in the first place. That's not their demographic. But, you know, that wouldn't fit the narrative. And Newsweek is all about the narrative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. So what follows is a press release that was put out by Spikes Tactical, a joint press release, and I'm going to read that to you verbatim. But first, this is what the companies wrote to Spikes News, or Vice News, excuse me. Vice News Tonight on HBO. They wrote, "We offer zero apologies to anyone that is offended by this advertisement that depicts armed but peaceful patriotic Americans standing up against socialist, anarchist, and communist rioters." That's like pouring gasoline on the fire. "We apologize to no one, and if we were to make an apology, that would suggest that we had done something wrong or regret our actions, which is not the case." They didn't stop there, according to Vice News Tonight, or just Vice News, I'm sorry. Spike Tactical also resorted to actively trolling both their critics and Newsweek reporter Michael Hayden, who published a story about the ad Monday. Whoever wrote this is probably a long-lost relative of mine. "For all the snowflakes and writers at Newsweek that we triggered with massive amounts of butthurt yesterday," let's see. And then that was followed by a picture of a bump stock, which is not actually a bump stock. They never, it's a lower. That's called a lower bump stock. "It was festooned, you see, with slogans like triggered, safe space, and a picture of a unicorn with a rainbow mane." Actually, safe space is on safe. Okay, that's called safe. Triggered means, well, semi-auto's coming your way, and then full lib, well, I can't say that. Full on, whatever that is. That's a bad word. per FCC regulations anyway, is when all of that stuff, your worst nightmare is coming at you. Literal wall of lead. From them, we get this from Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union. On Sunday, Spikes Tactical, a Florida-based gun manufacturer, and Pipe Hitters Union, a Texas-based apparel company, released a joint advertisement. Throughout the week, the ad has apparently caused left-leaning media outlets like Vice News and Newsweek to disregard basic journalism ethics like fact-finding for accuracy and maintaining any form of neutrality. The ad, which depicts a group of violent Antifa protesters armed with weapons, who appear to have just set fire to the city behind them, are charging forward on one side of the barricade, while on the other, there are four lawfully armed men standing guard. Their guns are not pointed at the attackers, and their fingers are off the triggers. This is a highly unlikely setup, because the guy that's the left-handed guy is actually on the left. That never happened when I was in the military. The guy that was left-handed would always be on the right. He'd always be bumping into somebody. Other than that, it's pretty good. One guy even has his weapon slung on his back. Ice water, that's what he got. Ice water. The dual-page ad is featured in the current issue of Skillset magazine and was designed as part of an annual joint advertisement for Recoil magazine by Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union for the 2018 SHOT Show convention in Las Vegas. On Monday, Newsweek fired back at Spikes by running a one-sided hit piece, and the attacks continued Wednesday when Vice News ran their article. Newsweek failed to contact Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union for comments related to the article while insinuating to their leadership that the companies support neo-Nazis and white supremacy groups. Nothing could be further from the truth, as representatives from both our companies have already gone on record and said multiple times, we absolutely do not condone or support racist or white supremacist organizations or their beliefs, said Kit Cope, spokesman for Spikes Tactical. By Wednesday, left-leaning media company Vice News decided to do a story and reached out to both companies for comment. Without hesitation, Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union offered a joint response, which I just read to you, which is it's hilarious. Hilarious. When the article ran, however, it was beyond evident that that was yet another attempt to push propaganda and a political agenda. In the article, Vice News vaguely alleges the company support neo-Nazis and racism by using a quote from a Facebook commenter on their article. Cope said, Vice asked if our companies support white supremacy, which we clearly stated again, that we do not. Sadly, while there are many great journalists out there who follow journalism ethics and guidelines, the tactic here is often used by pseudo-journalists to tell the side of the story they want to tell. Mr. Cope, with all due respect, sir, you may be giving them a little more credit than they're due. By leaving out the company's response and denying any support for white supremacists, the Vice reporter allows readers to draw the conclusion that these companies support racism despite having contrary evidence. This kind of agenda-driven journalism is exactly the problem. Our biggest complaint is that we're being called neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and the so-called journalists that have asked us about it have refused to include our responses categorically condemning neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Again, for the record, we always have and always will adamantly condemn racism, white supremacy, and any threat to America, foreign and domestic, said Lincoln A. Osiris, president of Pipe Hitters Union. Oh, that's such good stuff. Spikes Tactical was founded the day before 9/11 by Mike and Angela Registered, and they are headquartered in Apopka, Florida. Family-owned business employs about 40 people. All products are made exclusively in the USA and assembled in Florida. They are regarded as one of the premier AR-15 manufacturers in the world. Their mission is to build the highest quality product, and they offer them at the best possible price to the consumer. They're designed to military specification for civilian, law enforcement, and military use. All products manufactured by Spikes Tactical features a manufacturer's lifetime warranty. And then about Pipe Hitters Union. Pipe Hitters Union is a disabled combat veteran-owned and operated small business founded in 2004 and headquartered in Austin, Texas. Pipe Hitters Union was founded by a small group of special operations combat veterans that shared a common belief in the unity of cause, the willingness to face extreme obstacles head-on, and the absolute refusal to back down in the face of adversity. And since then, the message has spread to like-minded individuals from all professions and walks of life. So whether military, law enforcement, or civilian, pipe hitters throughout the world are pushing their limits daily and making their mark. And this brand, the PHU brand, is a mark of distinction and a call for others to join us. You know, wherever you look, the military has always been a bit of a inspiration to the world. Sun Tzu with The Art of War. People, all business leaders have read The Art of War. Donald Trump is executing based upon The Art of War. These companies did nothing more than, it's a little sort, it's almost Trumpian, if you will, because they articulated what I have articulated, and many people have thought to themselves when they see these guys, these roving bands of, you know, marauders getting out there and just attacking anything that moves, that is just ever so slightly right of Joseph Stalin. There have been some people that have attacked, well, no, that was Black Lives Matter, I'm sorry. Black Lives Matter attacked somebody because he looked like he voted for Donald Trump. I don't even know what that means. Is there some sort of special look that you get from that? So these guys have done exactly what I've been waiting on somebody else, anybody to do. I've been saying it. They're doing it. They didn't pay me to do this either. This is them. This is me looking at them and seeing some guys that are slightly younger than me, but they're actually going the way I'm going. This was a job well done because it did exactly what they were hoping for it to do, I think. And they got noticed. So once again, the snowflakes become aware. I don't know how happy they're going to be with that, but they become aware. So good for them. Good for them. And hopefully you'll be hearing from them tomorrow night. I'm supposed to have representatives from both Pipe Hitters Union and Spite Tactical on tomorrow night. Hopefully that happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So much fun with those three segments. But now let's move into something a little more general. Because the Democrats exist in a world of, you know, the cult of personality, they have decided that Oprah Winfrey is based off of one speech at the Golden Globes. Even noted cruise director Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard wants Oprah to run for president too. After all, she has all the qualifications to be a Dem candidate. She's vacuous. She embraces all that required liberal leftist taboo stuff, and she hates the right people. You know, me and you. And best of all, she isn't one of the horde of weirdos, losers, and mutations that are already threatening to run. You know, second best of all is she's under 70. She knows how to string a sentence together, which is very useful. She would not be a human gaffe machine like, you know, touchy Joe the Machine Gun Biden. She's also not 87 years old like he is. And it, in a way, it's sort of sad because it'll be a shame not to watch President Joe Biden, I guess, as age loosens his tongue. I think somebody should get him a Twitter account. At one time, that particular noted naked he-nymph, he probably would have been a big threat to any Republican running for president. He's not roundly hated like Pantsuit Clinton. He seems amiable, if slightly bumbling. But the whole wandering hands thing and all those snaps of him leering at uncomfortable-looking teens with a face that doesn't work for males of pallor in the era of hashtag me too. Those pics of Oprah cavorting with Harvey Fernseed, that won't stop her. Because she's got a liberal gal pal past like Meryl Streep. And remember that leftists don't really care. That's all fake outrage designed to kneecap the competitors. When history of not harassing women or enabling those who do gets in the way, of what the left really wants, it gropes away, right? Pantsuit. Now, Elizabeth Warren won't be happy about Oprah considering a run. Big Chief running mouth is shrill and annoying, and you get the idea that she's always on the verge of telling you to use your inside voice. Oprah is calm and soothing and offers mindless insights about how you have to be the very best you can be and how you always have to stand in your own truth. Whatever that means. The rabble-rousing squall wants to get people riled up and on the warpath, but Winfrey wants to calm them down, to make them relax and allow them not to think or be swept away in the feel-good vibes. She wants to be the Oprah-oid of the masses. Warren wants to keep resisting. Oprah's secret is her unspoken promise of a return to normalcy, of calm and quiet. But that's a lie, of course. Oprah will be an activist leftist and will put a bullseye on those of us who refuse to fawn and applaud. Bernie Sanders may run again, and he's so crusty that he makes Biden look adolescent. But the millennials seem to love him, which is why you have to operate under the rebuttable presumption anyone who is a millennial is actually too damn stupid to vote. It will be an exciting campaign with months of earnest dummies in the Shea t-shirts assuring us that true socialism has never been tried and that Venezuela is somehow all Trump's fault. It'll be fun watching the accusations of collusion with the Russians against the guy who got married in Moscow while their flag's still a hammer and sickle on it. You know, that whole anti-Russia thing is just another big fake outrage, like the anti-harassment fake outrage. As soon as pretending to be patriotic stops being useful to the left, they'll go back to hugging America's enemies. And then there's Kirsten Gillibrand, because America yearns for another bitter northeastern leftist nominee. She's another one who hopes to ride to the, you know, the hashtag MeToo fake outrage down Pennsylvania Avenue and stable it at the White House. That's why she stuck the Clintons on in the back. The way she did it isn't going to help her raise money, though it was hilarious. I mean, there's some things that are just worth more than money. But Kirsten comes off as hating men. Every guy has dated a Kirsten once. Once. So she kind of starts with a disadvantage since men are unlikely to vote for someone who obviously despises them. Perhaps someday the Democrats will learn not to have candidates who seem to hate a substantial vote, you know, part of the voter pool. But I doubt it. The Democrat platform is totally based on hating a substantial part of the voter pool. That's the part that you find yourself floating in right now. Oprah superficially seems to love everybody. She's all feelings and hugs. But a TV show isn't the campaign trail. And since the leftist media no longer has a monopoly of coverage, she won't get to write the script. Truth will come out. She already has her own deplorable problem. There's an interview with her suggesting a good chunk of non-leftist Americans are racist and need to die. These people are apparently not the very best used that they can be, and therefore they must be purged. But she has an edge over the other candidates, too. From California, there's Kamala Harris, who is as leftist as she is dumb. So that means she's really very leftist. And as the economy booms, it may be difficult to convince America to elect an advocate of a governance model that has turned the Golden State into the Hunger Games. If you want to go east of I-5, the reporters, the tech zillionaires, and the Hollywood hypocrites never do. And Californians dreaming is a nightmare. California stands in their own truth, all right. Perhaps the answer is for California to embrace true socialism instead of the current version. I'm sure that would help. Then they will be the very best California they can be or something. You know, California with a K. Andrew Cuomo might run on a platform that red staters should subsidize New York's sky-high income taxes. I yearn to see a mortified Andy and his brother Frito out trying to connect with voters in Iowa. That would be almost worth it in the end. Oprah won't even need to build a rapport. She'll just buy everybody a tractor. She checks all the leftist boxes. She believes in science, meaning she thinks both heat waves and cold fronts prove global warming, that you can change your gender by wanting to, that vaccines are a conspiracy, and that Dr. Oz's magic fungus extract will cleanse your body of the negative waves. And then you can be the very best that you can be. So you know she's going to hate guns in the hands of anyone but her private security force. You know that she believes in perpetual conflict over race, gender, and all the other touchstones of leftist hate mongering. You know that a Winfrey administration will be filled with the same brand of punks and hacks who brought us ISIS, North Korean nukes, and, you know, who abandoned the Iranian freedom fighters just before shipping their oppressors pallets of $100 bills. The Democrats are seeking their own private Trump. But Oprah would not be, she's nowhere near, she doesn't have those rough edges. But what is super amusing is to listen to the leftists and their Never Trump fellow travelers howl about how Trump is a no-experience entertainer and then watch them wet themselves over a no-experience entertainer because she's all in for the left. Oprah represents her chance to impose a softer tyranny than Hillary would have and thereby maybe avoid another counter-reaction by the normals. She seems to be what Pantsuit could never be. Nice. But under that very nice exterior still looks the same hatred and contempt for you that the Democrats all share. I've seen these moments before. I remember when Barack Obama spoke at the 2004 Democrat convention, and everybody's like, this is the rising star of the Democratic Party. And I'm sure Kamala Harris has been, coronated that way as well. The only problem is this. I saw a poll today where everybody thinks the economy's humming along, and most in the poll, according to the poll, which, you know, all polls, poll is another way of saying liars. This poll said that most people gave credit to this economy to Barack Obama. You know, I sometimes sit around and I think to myself, where did these people step off of my universe into the parallel universe? What have they been drinking before they took the poll? Can we see these people that took this poll, could we please? Could we find that out, Quinnipiac? While the Democrats seek their own private Trump, just remember that there's no way to change that mold, to duplicate that if you want to. Coming up next is day four of the week of the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.